and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us, so lift me up to the light. Across the nation, and there is wailing the whole world round. But I am open and I am willing.
Sometimes you just need to take a deep breath. How are you? Sean Stone is with us. He is here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. And while we wait for that, we listen to some beautiful music that we'll get to in just a second. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. So you went to go see a movie that not many other people saw, which is called Suburbicon.
It has the distinction, if the one report I heard correctly, to be the smallest opening in Paramount Pictures history.
I heard that.
Which makes me feel sad because...
I think adjusted for inflation, but yeah.
Adjusted for inflation.
Yeah.
That makes me feel sad because, you know, they've been putting out Michael Bay's stuff for the last 20 years. But I have to say that I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yes, it's dark. I heard a critic, like a blurb, saying it was soulless. And I'm not going to argue the point. But so every once in a while, a movie is a mirror for our lives. Sometimes it's not wanted. And this would be one of them. It is extremely dark. Matt Damon, Julianne Moore, a bunch of people that you would recognize from Coen Brothers and other George Clooney directed it from his movie. And it's a very, very dark film. And I saw it in an audience of, you know, as you would expect, about seven people. And three of us really enjoyed it. So we were the three worst people in the world at that moment, I think.
Don't feel that way. Don't feel that way. All right. Go ahead. What else do we have coming up? Beginning tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga.
Part of their sort of bright new music series, Ben Hunter and Joe Siemens are going to be at Cafe Lena at 7 o'clock tonight. They're sort of traditionalist blues folk guys. They're young guys. They're from the Pacific Northwest, and they're really interesting. Tomorrow night, first Friday, because let's just start over again because we need a new month.
let's try again.
Exactly. The last month didn't work. This we'll try again. First Friday, Albany. It's in downtown Albany. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. There's a bunch of new art shows, big museums, you know, big venues like the Albany Institute of History and Art, quirky venues like Three Fish Coffee, the Esther Massery Gallery up at the, you know, St. Rose.
Yes.
And the Albany Barn. It's just all over Albany. It's a wonderful thing.
Excellent.
And then if you want to go back to dark, we have Lewis Black with Rant White and Blue. He's going to be at the Palace Theater at 8 o'clock.
Can I tell you, here's a little story I have about Lewis Black, and that is, besides that I love him and that he's been on this program many times, and I would consider him a friend of the show. He does it, you know, whenever he's around. We always love having him on. He's one of those people who's as funny off the stage as he is on, as far as I'm concerned. The thing about his comedy, though, is that I have, I don't know, maybe 8, 10 CDs in my playlist, mm-hmm. and I just scramble them or shuffle them, I guess is the words that the kids use, right? You shuffle them and then I put them on in the car, and I can't tell you just how brilliant that comedy is, and how even though I've heard it several times, you just get something new out of it each time, and it's it, he's it, It's not just funny. It's brilliant, and so it'll be lovely to hear what he has to say, especially of what's been going on of late.
Yes. Well, of course he's an actor first.
Yes.
So he has all of those skills.
Yes.
Plus the comedic skills. So he's the full package.
And I love it's Rant White and Blue happening at the Palace on tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And then tomorrow night and Saturday, the Thompson Square Duo, a lovely new country act. They're going to be at the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Friday night and at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on Saturday night. As the intro music showed,
yes,
Holly Near is going to be, she's got a wonderful voice. She's going to be at the 8th Step at Proctor's on Saturday. This is their 50th anniversary season, you know, from their humble beginnings in the basement in the church and Center Square of Albany, and you know now they've been at Proctor's for a decade. Also with Brother Son and guests. Saturday night, this is an interview I heard you do earlier this week with the director of the Empire State Youth Orchestra with Jeffrey Beagle. They're going to do a New York premiere of a PDQ Bach piece at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday night at 7:30. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Saturday night at Upstate Concert Hall, sort of the longtime Irish punks Flogging Molly. They're on their Life is Good tour.
As good as it can be, sure.
I guess. They've been around for 20 years.
They sure have.
And then there's a wonderful new exhibit opening at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown on Sunday. It's called The Impressionist Line from Degas to Toulouse-Lautrec. It's not paintings. It's drawings and related works. And, you know, I looked at the preview on the website, and it looks beautiful. Wednesday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 8 o'clock, Lindsay Sterling, Warmer in the Winter. She is a classical violinist turned sort of pop phenomenon. She's one of those people who has millions of YouTube followers, you know, which means nothing to most of us. But, you know, we're old and in the way, so, you know. But she's quite good.
What did you say? We're old and in the way?
Yes.
Is that what we are?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, the progressive juggernaut that is King Crimson is coming to the Egg on Wednesday, and they're actually going to be there for two nights, Wednesday and Thursday, and they're a wonderful monstrosity. And then there's a bunch of movies opening this week.
One I'm so excited about.
Which one?
The Goodbye, Christopher Robin. This is the story of Christopher of A.A. Milne, the writer of Winnie the Pooh, as well as just a great journalist. He worked for Punch. He was a great journalist, and the story of he, his son, and sort of how that all came about. And it looks delightful, although the reviews said that it's very somber.
Yes, you can get some of that in the trailer.
Yeah.
I mostly looked at it and thought, I wish I had that kid's hair. But, you know, God, that kid has good hair.
So I'm looking forward to that. What else is going on?
Well, the movie I'm not looking forward to, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, which is the follow-up to the director of a movie that I know you also disliked, The Lobster.
Oh, I hated that movie.
Yeah, and this one looks equally
dreadful
and annoying.
Okay.
I hate to be judgmental. Human Flow.
It's sort of our job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Human Flow, which is a documentary about refugees that looks very somber yet aesthetically beautiful. Odd combination. Then we have Thor Ragnarok. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
It doesn't matter.
I know, but it's the latest Marvel movie. And then the holidays are here. Did you know that? A Bad Mom's Christmas.
I saw this promoted, and I thought, wow. You know, I think today or yesterday, whatever the day after Halloween, that was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I think Hallmark started their holiday movies. We're in it, man.
I check those listings in the paper every day, and I go up through to see what movies are on. And yes, it's not today. It's been all week they've been showing Christmas movies because, well, why not? You know?
And you can tell in the stores because you went in on Monday, and there were all of the orange boxes of candy, and now they're all the red and green boxes of candy.
Yes,
huge
it
difference.
Is. Huge difference.
Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He goes out, he tells us what's happening on area stages and screens, and he does a damn good job of it. Sean, thank you very much, as
You're
always.
Welcome.
A great pleasure. We'll talk to you next week. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.